Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, December 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Avis Victoria SA successfully completes major group-wide refinancing. Avis Victoria SA has completed a major group-wide refinancing program to optimize its capital and financing structure. The company secured a new syndicated financing facility at the holding company level while refinancing the interim facility for hotel assets with long-term mortgage financings. Additionally, a new financing facility was secured for Loscar Hotel in London. These transactions extend and diversify the group's debt maturity profile and are expected to result in significant interest expense savings in the high single-digit million range on an annualized basis.
A2Z Customate Solutions, AZ, expands leadership, global presence in intelligent retail solutions. A2Z Customate Solutions, known for AI-powered smart cart technology, is expanding its global sales leadership and presence in the smart retail technology market. Recent strategic appointments aim to drive revenue growth and market penetration. The company's innovative smart shopping cart platform integrates touchscreens, AI, and personalization tools to enhance the in-store experience. Key additions to the global sales leadership team, including Kirk Morrison for the Americas and Rodolphe Davizac for Europe, reflect a focus on accelerating growth. A2Z Customate Solutions' recent commercial success is supported by notable orders and partnerships, signaling a promising future in intelligent retail solutions.
TNT highlights Synapsin Sauce as a high-performance pre-workout booster for focus, energy, and intensity. True Nutrition Technology, TNT introduces Synapsin Sauce, a high-performance pre-workout booster designed for athletes seeking sustained energy, mental focus, and intensity during training. With 400 milligrams of caffeine from dual sources, 8 grams of L-citrulline, and 6 grams of L-tyrosine, this formula supports concentration, endurance, and training intensity. Manufactured in Germany under strict quality standards, Synapsin Sauce is IFS certified, ensuring microbiological safety and quality assurance. Ideal for athletes looking to elevate their training sessions, TNT plans to make Synapsin Sauce available to U.S. consumers through Amazon. Founded by former athletes, TNT is a trusted sports nutrition brand known for premium supplements and evidence-based nutrition to help individuals perform at their best.
Supercom Ltd. SPCB further expands U.S. footprint with North Carolina electronic monitoring contract. Supercom Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, has expanded its U.S. footprint with a new electronic monitoring contract in North Carolina. This marks the company's 16th new service provider partnership and its 15th new state entered since mid-2024. The agreement is based on a recurring revenue model tied to active daily monitoring units as Supercom continues to replace incumbent electronic monitoring vendors in various jurisdictions. Leveraging its Pure Security TM platform, the company will support offender monitoring and domestic violence prevention. The strong profitability metrics provide financial capacity for continued geographic expansion. Supercom, a global provider of secured e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, is making significant strides in the U.S. electronic monitoring market.
Green Energy Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYR American, UUU, exceeds FY 2025 uranium production and sales guidance. Energy Fuels Inc., listed on the NYSE American as UUU and on the TSX as EFR, has exceeded its fiscal year 2025 uranium production and sales guidance. The company reported surpassing previous forecasts for finished uranium production, mined uranium ore production, and uranium concentrate sales. Energy Fuels credited the successful ramp-up at its U.S. uranium mines and production facilities for this achievement. The Pinyon Plain Mine in Arizona and La Salle Complex in Utah mined over 1.6 million pounds of uranium, while the White Mesa Mill in Utah produced more than 1 million pounds of finished U-308, surpassing expectations. This positions Energy Fuels as the largest U.S. uranium producer, advancing its rare earth element and critical materials initiatives. Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ TNXP, provides update on TNX-4800 Lyme disease prophylaxis program. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding NXP provided program updates on TNX-4800, a long-acting human monoclonal antibody designed for seasonal prophylaxis against Lyme disease. TNX-4800 targets the outer surface protein A of Borrelia burgdorferi, the bacterium that causes Lyme disease, and is being developed as a once-yearly subcutaneous administration for protection throughout the U.S. tick season. There are currently no FDA-approved vaccines for Lyme disease. Tonix plans to discuss Phase 2-3 development options with the FDA in 2026, including the use of a controlled human infection model, and expects to have investigational product available for testing in early 2027.
Tiny Gems Breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNX-PNXP announces $20 million registered direct offering with 0.72. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. P has announced a $20 million registered direct offering with 0.72. The offering includes 605,025 shares of common stock at $16.26 per share or pre-funded warrants. The gross proceeds will fund commercialization of marketed products, development of the company's product pipeline, and general working capital. The offering is expected to close on or about December 30, 2025. TD Cowen is the sole placement agent with AGP Alliance Global Partners as financial advisor. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is a biotechnology company with marketed products and a pipeline of development candidates, focusing on CNS disorders, immunology, immuno-oncology, rare disease, and infectious disease. Mining news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. TSXV FE HLIA OTCQB HEF secures $1 million strategic investment ahead of planned NASDAQ uplisting. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV, FSE, and OTCQB markets, has secured a $1 million strategic investment from Ocean Partners UK Limited. This investment will bolster the company's balance sheet as it gears up for a planned NASDAQ uplisting in early 2026. Ocean Partners will purchase up to 111,112 units at 90 cents each, with each unit including a common share and a transferable warrant. Nikola Mining operates a 100% owned mill and tailings facility in British Columbia and holds high-grade gold and copper projects. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ AI, and Ondas Holdings 4M Defense announced the successful completion of pilot program in the Middle East to use AI to identify explosive hazards. SafePro Group Inc. and Ondas Holdings 4M Defense have completed an 8-week pilot program in the Middle East, showcasing the effectiveness of SafePro's AI algorithms in analyzing drone imagery. The collaboration with 4M Defense's land data provides a comprehensive view for demining and reconstruction planning. Both companies' leadership are optimistic about the partnership's potential in the industry. SafePro Group, a leader in AI defense solutions, and Ondas Holdings 4M Defense recently wrapped up a successful joint pilot program in the Middle East. The program focused on using AI to identify explosive hazards for humanitarian efforts, demonstrating the strength of SafePro's AI technology in aerial imagery analysis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Defense news breaks. SafePro Group Inc., SPAI, launches SPAI Ventures. Northland reiterates outperform and $13 target. SafePro Group Inc. has launched SPAI Ventures, a subsidiary focusing on strategic investments in Ukraine defense technology, including drones, sensors, and software. The goal is to combine SafePro's AI capabilities with battle-tested hardware and software to accelerate time to market and expand opportunities. Northland Securities analyst Michael Lattimore reiterated an outperform rating and $13 price target, stating that this initiative could strengthen SafePro's ability to address evolving requirements from U.S. and NATO defense customers. SafePro Group, Inc. is known for delivering AI-enabled security and defense solutions, specializing in drone imagery processing for explosive threat detection.
Tech media breaks. SafePro Group, Inc., NASDAQ-BI, launches SBY Ventures. Northland reiterates outperform and $13 target. SafePro Group, Inc. has launched SBY Ventures, a subsidiary focusing on strategic investments in Ukraine defense technology, including drones, sensors, and software. The goal is to combine SafePro's AI capabilities with battle-tested hardware and software to accelerate time to market and expand opportunities. Northland Securities reiterated an outperform rating and $13 price target, stating that this initiative could strengthen SafePro's ability to address evolving defense requirements. SafePro Group, Inc. specializes in AI-enabled security and defense solutions, providing advanced situational awareness tools globally. For more information, visit safeprogroup.com.
Investor news breaks. Nutriband, Inc., NTRB, sells 90% stake in Pocono Pharmaceutical for $5 million. Nutriband, Inc., NTRB, has sold a 90% stake in Pocono Pharmaceutical to EarthVision Bio for $5 million, while retaining a 10% ownership interest. The proceeds will support the development of Aversafentanil, a transdermal opioid patch aimed at deterring abuse. Nutriband expects this patch to potentially be the first abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch globally, with projected annual U.S. sales of $80 million to $200 million. For more information, visit Nutriband's website at www.nutriband.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.